Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 156 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. We are going to do something a little different this week, something that I have not done before, but I've been encouraged to do by a couple different people, and that is to go back and play or replay an episode that got a lot of traffic that people really liked. And not only did I want to do that, but I wanted to play one that I thought would be very, very relevant to what some of you are dealing with right now. And that's one on your limiting beliefs. And we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to let you relive that from a couple years ago. But I wanted to give a quick shout out to my new friend, Adrian, who sent me this great email earlier today. He said, just a quick note to let you know that I'm enjoying episode 97. I'm 68 years old and have many goals and dreams and still work on them every day. I'm currently working 11 to 12 hours a day and just started a new business along with plans to write a book this year. Thanks for what you do. I send my best wishes to you and your wife. That was so encouraging, Adrian. I needed that today as I haven't been feeling great and I knew I had to get these podcast episodes out, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that encouragement from you. So I hope you all will listen to this episode. If you've heard it before, I think it'll be a great refresher. If you've never heard it, I think it'll be super for you to dive into because we have so many limiting beliefs that we give into each and every day. And if you're struggling right now with some confidence, if you're struggling right now in an area where you could believe more in yourself, you could believe more in what you do, you could believe more in who you can be, this is an episode just for you. So I hope you enjoy this one. This is a flashback from a couple years ago on your limiting beliefs. Well, this week we're going to talk about beliefs, but specifically we're going to talk about limiting beliefs and what do limiting beliefs look like in your life. What are some things and some areas that you may be experiencing limiting beliefs in that you don't even know? For some of you, maybe you've never even heard the concept of limiting beliefs. But we're going to spend some time today talking about the beliefs that we have and then how they can play a positive or negative influence in our lives. And so this won't be the first podcast or the last podcast that we do on this. We will have other podcasts where we'll talk about, certainly where we'll talk about beliefs and belief systems and kind of what your beliefs look like. But today we're just kind of going to do an intro on what limiting beliefs are and some areas where they may be popping up that you might not even be aware of. So the first thing we need to talk about is really what are beliefs? You know, what are beliefs? Well, if you Google belief, one of the terms that comes up is an acceptance that something exists or is true, especially one without proof. Isn't that interesting that it doesn't have to have proof to be a belief? What does Wikipedia say? Belief is the state of mind in which a person thinks something to be the case, with or without there being empirical evidence to prove that something is in the case is factual or with certainty. And again, a belief, something that you might think is true, right? But the person next to you doesn't think is true. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's factual. Kind of like we've talked about before with a circumstance, right? A circumstance is factual. There's a tree. A tree has, if you can look at it, has green leaves. It's a fact. Beliefs are something that you conjure up in your own mind and that you have in your mind, but may or may not be factual in terms of what the world believes. Here's another in the business dictionary. Assumptions and convictions that are held to be true by an individual or a group regarding concepts, events, people, and things. And you can certainly look at what's going on in the world right now, and you know that certain people have beliefs on maybe one side of the aisle, another group of beliefs on the other side of the aisle, and then you have a group of people that kind of tend to be in the middle. and there's beliefs that can go either way depending on what the subject matter is. So beliefs in general are something that we have, and oftentimes we, you know, really espouse to, and we really say, boy, this is something that I believe wholeheartedly in, but it doesn't necessarily, right, mean that it's a fact. Here's another definition of a belief that I really like, and that is a thought that you keep on thinking. So a belief is something that you've heard maybe way back in your childhood. Maybe it's something that you decided to develop within your, you know, early adulthood, and you continue to think that thought, and so therefore that becomes that belief. You think this is the way of the world. You think the world should operate in a certain way. You think your kid should do it X, Y, Z. You think your spouse should be, right? Those are all beliefs. And what's interesting is most of us really don't take the time to sit down and list out what all our beliefs are. And I've worked with several clients now over the last few months. And one of the exercises we do, and one of the questions I'll ask early on, is, what do you believe? What do you believe in? And most of the time they look at me with a blank stare. And I had one client in particular, it was super. So I asked him, I said, next week I want you to come and bring all of your beliefs, because he was really just kind of struggling to even come up with a belief or two while we were on the phone. And so we start the conversation the next week, and said, how did it go with your belief? He goes, oh, it went great. I said, well, super. I said, well, what do you have? Well, he brought out six beliefs. And so we went through those beliefs. And then as we continued the discussion, you know, we ended up just quickly with me kind of rattling some things off. We came up to about 25 or 30 beliefs that he just intuitively had that he had never really thought about, because he thought that's how the world operated. He didn't realize that that was just his belief and how he thought the world should operate. And in fact, it wasn't necessarily truth. It was just his truth. And so it's really interesting to think about really what you believe in and why you believe what you believe. So let's talk specifically today about limiting beliefs. So what are limiting beliefs? Well, a limiting belief is something you believe to be true that, guess what, limits you in some way. The limiting belief could be about you, it could be about other people, could be about the world, could be about your business, could be about your spouse, it could be about your kids, it could be about your best friend, it could really be about anything. But limiting beliefs may look like or be like this. They may hold you back from making different choices in your life. You believe certain choices are how you're supposed to act, and so those are the choices that you continue to make. Now, for some of you, those are good choices. You're making choices that you believe in, you think are good, they're healthy for you, and so you make those choices. For others, choices aren't so good. Maybe you decide and you make choices about how you eat or excessive drinking or how you gossip about people or how you talk down to yourself. Whatever that might be, it's whatever is holding you back from making different choices in your life. Another limiting belief maybe keeps you from seeing the different opportunities presented to you each day. How many of you deal with this? You go through life and you've got that record player playing in your mind over and over, and it's all doom and gloom, right? Regardless of the situation, you see the negative side of the coin. You can't see the opportunities that are right in front of your face. Again, whether it deals with your business, whether it deals with your education, whether it deals with your marriage, whether it deals with your family, any of those things that you could have an opportunity to see something good, to see a positive, you automatically go negative. It's a limiting belief. A limiting belief prevents you from seeing your own gifts, right? Or accepting the gifts offered to you. So you've got a lot of value that you bring to the world, and you have a lot of different gifts that you can offer. We talked about some gifts in a previous podcast that are just unique and just special to you. But it's hard for you to see those because you limit yourself. You look at yourself through this lens and through this mirror when you look back at yourself, and you say, no, I'm not as good as someone else at this. I don't bring something special to the party. I don't bring something special to this world, because you limit yourself and you limit your thoughts on how good you are at either being just human, or for a lot of us, it's at a certain skill set that we think, well, XYZ does this so much better than me, I don't bring the type of value that he or she does. And so we limit ourselves. And then finally, and there are lots of different examples of this, but finally, a limiting belief keeps you stuck focusing on the negative aspect of any circumstance that you're dealing with. So think about this. How many times does something present itself to you, and as we mentioned a minute ago, instead of seeing the positive side of it, you go straight negative, right? You know people in your life. And matter of fact, I would advise you, if there's any way possible to get these people out of your life, I would start filtering the people. But it's the people that are always negative. It doesn't matter, you know, it could be a 70-degree day with sunshine and they find something wrong with it. Well, the sun's too bright, you know, and they forgot their sunglasses, so it's negative. And that's a trivial example, but we all know of people who do that. And my guess is there are areas in your life where you do that too. You go straight negative, and so that becomes a limiting belief. So where do these come from, right? Where do these limiting beliefs come from? Well, most of you are probably already, your brain's ticking and you're starting to think, okay, why do I think like this? Where did this come from? And for most of you, it's probably pretty obvious. It came from family members. It came from teachers. It came from coaches. It comes from the media, right? It comes from society in general. It comes from the culture that you've grown up in. For a lot of us, it's our parents and the influence that our parents had on us. It could be from a church, but they're basically formed by repeated thoughts, as I mentioned earlier, and they're mostly created from childhood interactions. And so what happens is a lot of the times you get these beliefs that are ingrained in you as a child, ingrained in you early on, and it's hard to actually get out of that mindset, to get out of that belief. Now, for some people, they've been built up over their lives and they've been told that they are special and they are gifted and they are talented and they have, you know, all these unique characteristics. And so it's easier for them to believe in certain areas than maybe it is others. For some of you out there, you've been told your whole life that you weren't good enough, that you didn't measure up, that you needed to be perfect in order to live out your purpose in this world. And that makes a huge difference in what your beliefs are and what you see each and every day in your environment around you, right? How do you see and what filter do you see the world in? All comes from your belief system. And most of us, again, don't take the time to really sit down and think about not only what we believe, but more importantly, why we believe what we believe, and do we want to believe what we believe currently? See, what's so cool about this, and we're going to talk about a few techniques here in a minute, but what's so cool about this is you can change your belief. Did you know you can just decide to believe differently than what you've always believed before? For some of you, the whole podcast was worth that sentence, that you can actually decide to change what you believe right now about any subject. Now, is it easy? Not necessarily. Is it possible? Absolutely. And that's what's so life-changing about this whole concept and why it's so important to dig into this, because we've talked about over and over and over on this podcast about running on autopilot. Well, that's exactly what happens with our minds around beliefs. We just think it's true. Right? We just think they're true because that's what we've been taught. That's what we've adhered to. That's what we thought the world was supposed to be. But you've got the opportunity to sit back and take stock and really say, okay, what do I believe and why do I believe it? So let me give you some examples of limiting beliefs and how the world actually works and what might be relative to you. So I'm not worthy. I'm not a worthwhile person. I'm not blank enough. You can insert the word there, right? I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm not fit enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not tall enough,
right? I don't speak well enough. Basically anything you can insert in there. How about this one for some of you? I don't deserve it, or I don't deserve good things to happen to me. I'm not that nice of a person, so I don't deserve good things to happen. So what do? You downplay something good that happens, or someone tries to give you something. No, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. You just keep it, right? Give it to somebody else. It's a limiting belief in yourself. I don't have enough blank, limiting belief again. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to do that, right? My world is just crazy. I just don't have time to be the person that I want to be, or to change my lifestyle around this. We'll get into time in a different episode, but think about that. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough support. You know, I've got all this stuff going on in my life. All these bad things happen to me. It's so negative and so down. If I just had a little support, limiting beliefs. I don't have enough money. Again, money's a whole series of episodes that we'll talk about in the future. But when you don't think you don't have enough money, it's easy to make those excuses, right? It's easy to have a limiting belief. I'm not smart enough. Look at all the people around me who are so smart. Everybody in my office seems to be smarter than me. Everybody seems to have great ideas. Look at social media today. Look at all the things that are going on Instagram and Twitter and all of the stuff out there. Look how creative people are. I'm just not smart enough. Isn't it interesting, all of these things that we say to ourselves that are just limiting beliefs? Why would we ever talk to ourselves this way? But we do, don't we? Some of us do it a lot, right? Some of us do it a lot. How about this? I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself. I can't handle it. I'm going to fail, so why even bother trying? Right? Now, you can probably relate to some of these. Maybe some of you can relate to many of these. And all we continue to do is tell ourselves a negative story each and every day in our mind. And we wonder why we can't make change. We wonder why our career just spins. We wonder why our relationships stay stagnant. We wonder why, when we go from one relationship to the other, that the same patterns continue to come up. Well, they continue to come up because our beliefs go with us. Right? It's not like our beliefs are just kind of out there in a jar somewhere and we say, oh, we'll leave the jar here. We're going to go on to this relationship. No, they come with us. And if we don't take time to manage those, and we don't take time to think about those, and we don't take time to really dwell on what we're thinking and why we're thinking and why we've always thought this way, then those will continue to go with us throughout our lives. And it doesn't matter if it's a belief in yourself. Some of you have limiting beliefs of your parents, limiting beliefs of your siblings, limiting beliefs of your kids. It's a wide variety of where these show up and the stories that we tell to try to prove our brains right. Because remember, our brains are always looking for the negative. Our brains want us to validate anything negative that comes through it. It just wants to say, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right, Darren. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not worthy enough. Right? Who said you should be able to have a podcast and try to help people? You've got your own issues going on. And I say, yes, brain, you're right. However, I know I'm worthy. I know I've got value, and I know I can put it back out in the world. And so I take that limiting belief and I put it in its place, and I move forward. So ask yourself this, as you think about it this week, and as I give you a few steps to try to overcome some limiting beliefs here in just a minute, what are your biggest limiting beliefs? Like, what are they? Have you ever really thought about it? I'm not even going to ask you today to write down what all you believe in. We'll come back to that. But what if you just think about one or two things that are your biggest limiting beliefs? What really holds you back? What holds you back? And why is it easier for you to believe a limiting belief about yourself than it is a positive belief about yourself? Or a belief about yourself that says, hey, I can do, not I can't do. I am valuable. I am worthy. I do bring value to this world. Why? Well, we know why. We know that our brain is always looking for the negative. So we have to be smart enough, right, to know that we've got to train our brain. And so what do we do? So what are some things that you can do? And I'm going to make this as specific as possible this week. I'm going to make it as simple as possible that you can start to think about how to limit some of these beliefs that you have, some of these negative beliefs that you have, that you can start to tame some of them and start to get some power back over them. Because really, anytime we allow a negative belief to stay within us, a belief that is not allowing us to be the best version of ourselves and not allowing us to grow into the type of person that we want to be, and the belief that's holding us back each and every day, regardless of the area it is, that is something that we really need to take time to dive in and dwell on. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write one limiting belief down. I just want you to write one down. If you want to come up with two, because some of you are overachievers, that's fine. But I just want you to write one. Write one limiting belief down. And kind of play detective, you know? Follow your thoughts and your emotions and kind of discover why that limiting belief is holding you back. Ask yourself, where did it come from? You know, where did it come from? But put it on paper. Put it on paper. We've talked about this before. When you get it out on paper, it automatically loses a little bit of its power when you actually read it. And you go, oh, okay, wait a minute. This is just a belief. This is not me, right? The belief is not you. You just have the thought about it. But the belief is not you. So put it on paper and then take a look at it and then kind of see what emotions come up in you. Right? We've talked about that before. Feel and notice what comes up in you. Right? Feel and notice what comes up in you. And then step two, and I just said this a minute ago as I was alluding to it, but acknowledge that these are beliefs, not truths. These are beliefs, not truths. And sometimes this is often the hardest step as you're trying to really understand that, you know, this is a feeling that's coming up in you and we know that it's produced by this thought that you're having, and really just dwell on it. Don't try to hurry this process. Just dwell on it and really understand or start to understand, or at least give yourself permission to at least consider that it's not truth, that they're just beliefs, right? Because this can be a difficult step. But just know that the limitations you're putting on yourself because of these beliefs are what are real, right? And here's the place where the choice comes in. What are you most interested in? Defining your limitations, you know, to the death, or achieving your goals and desires? Because really, you're going to be able to start achieving those goals and desires when you recognize that these are simply beliefs and these are simply things that are holding you back. They're holding you back from your career. They're holding you back from being the best husband you want to be. They're holding you back from going out and doing something that you've never done before or trying something or getting over a fear. They're just beliefs that are holding you back. So step one, write down the limiting belief. Step two, acknowledge that they're just beliefs. They're not truths. Step three, what if you tried on a different belief? Just try on something different. You know, we've talked about the magic word of being curious. What if you were just curious around the belief that you have and the belief that you've held forever? Just kind of, you know, use your imagination and align yourself with the belief that you want to believe. You know, maybe something like, my financial difficulties in the past have taught me so much that I'm fully prepared to handle them now. Boy, how much different is that than I'm broke, right? I'm terrible with money. I don't know how to handle money. If somebody gave me money, I would lose it anyway. No, my financial difficulties in the past have taught me so much that I'm fully prepared to handle them now. Or something like this. Now that I've been in an unhealthy relationship, I've learned what it what to look for in a happy, not only loving partner, but I've learned how to be loving to myself. I know that in my next relationship, I'm going to love myself. And when I learn to love myself, I can learn to love others. It's not just about the unhealthy relationship, or it's not just about the other person. It has to do with me. And I can change me, right? We're not very good at changing other people, but we can certainly change each other, or ourselves, excuse me. And then step four, take a different action. Now, this might sound scary. For some of you, this is going to be scary, but this is something to really think about, and that is to take a different action and go on and act like the new belief is true. So this is where you start to become and you start to see the new version of yourself. For some of you, you've never even considered the fact that you can be a new version of you, that there is a version out there and in your future of you that you would love to be and love to have and love to just function as that type of person each and every day. And this is where you start to do that. You just really start to say, you know what? What if I'm the type of guy who can go into a relationship and be ultimately confident in this relationship, in myself? What does that look like? Man, wouldn't it be neat just to go and go to dinner and just know that I'm secure in myself? I don't have to put on some big show. I don't have to put on some big episode to act like I'm impressing her. I can just go and be me. So different. So think about that. Think about the things that if you're really capable of doing, maybe that you haven't considered before. So let's go back to the financial situation. Maybe it's a situation where you want to see yourself being financially independent, and you know that if you can start to think this way, that you've got a shot to be the person that's not tied down to your past money issues, right? Or you're not tied down to past debt. Start seeing those things. Start envisioning those things. Because if you don't, you're going to stay in that negative limiting belief thought mindset from here on out. So really try to play with that a little bit. Try to live with some intention in that moment saying, boy, this is the person I would like to be. Fill in whatever category that you want it to be, whether it's maybe it's you want to be healthy, you want to be the person that gets up and exercises every day, or that you want to exercise 3 days a week. What does that person look like? What does that person look like in a month? What does that person look like in 6 months? What does that person look like in a year? Use your imagination to really see yourself as that person. And once you can start to do this and you kind of can sit through those steps, you can go back and you can say, okay, wait a minute, let's tweak this just a little bit. Here's this belief. I've written it down. I know that it's a belief now. I know that it's not about me. And then you can start to play a little bit in step three, and you can try some different beliefs. And what beliefs do you really want to have? And once you start to really recognize how many of these negative or these limiting beliefs that you have, I think you'll be shocked. Because so many people have just lived this way their entire lives. They've lived this way almost as long as they can remember, and they've never even considered that they could change. And you, my friend, through this work and knowing that you have the ability to control your own thoughts, which lead to your feelings, which produce actions, which lead to different results, you can change your beliefs, you can change your belief system, and you can truly become the person that you want to be. Thanks so much for joining me this week. Hope you have a super week, and I can't wait to see you back here next time. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care of you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.